that this is the sort of country over which people like Neil Kirby flew and fought, and Richard Vong, and America's other aces of the Pacific War. It's also the sort of scene that they would have had out of their cockpit windows as they returned home to bases like NADZAB after having endured combat. And we mustn't forget that some of these combats did take place in late afternoon, and there were considerable dangers in trying to get back to your field before it became dark, because I can assure you that landing a fighter in New Guinea at dark, an adventure in itself, and a proposition which is exceedingly dangerous. Cases, these pilots were fighting time. As for bomber crews, yes, they flew missions at dark, and sometimes they left Port Moresby as early as 0300 hours to make sure they could get to Rabaul at the breaking of sunlight. So this is exactly the sort of scene that these crews would have seen as they were either returning. It's a very beautiful and scenic shot, but indeed that epitomises the whole of Papua New Guinea. And I think in here lies a great paradox, that we have such a scene of beauty, and yet the World War II crews knew that this beauty was very deceptive.